A fatal shooting in the United States is being investigated as a possible hate crime. One Indian American man died and another was injured in the shooting in a Kansas bar. Grieving family members say they want answers.
I've got two down, gunshot wounds to the chest. I've got a third with a wound to the hip.
The gunman reportedly yelled, "Get out of my country," before opening fire at a crowded Kansas bar. The shots killed Indian-born aviation engineer Srinivas Kuchipotla and wounded friend and colleague Alok Madasani. Both were employees of GPS device maker Garmin and long-term residents in the United States. A third man, Ian Krelow, was wounded as he tried to shield the men.
It was an amazing feeling. I've been hearing that about people call me a hero and this, that, and the other. It's not like that. I was just doing what anyone should have done for another human being. It's not about where he's from or his ethnicity. We're all humans.
51-year-old Navy veteran Adam Burrington was arrested at a restaurant in nearby Clinton, Missouri. He allegedly told a bartender he had shot two Middle Easterners and needed somewhere to hide. He's been charged with premeditated first-degree murder and attempted murder. In Hyderabad, the wounded man's father, Madasani Reddy, has blamed the Trump administration. He's told the Hindustan Times Indian parents should stop sending their children to the U.S. in the present circumstances. The dead man's wife, Sunayana Dumala, says she was always fearful of such an attack.
We've read many times in newspapers of some kind of shooting happening everywhere. And we always wondered how safe, or I especially, I was always concerned, are we doing the right thing of staying in the United States of America? But he always assured me that only good things happen to good people.
The FBI says it's working to establish whether the shooting was a hate crime. But a White House spokesman says it would be absurd to link the attack to President Donald Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric. In Kansas, residents are showing solidarity with the victims, with some laying flowers outside the crime scene. The Indian government is sending representatives to the U.S. to hurry along investigations. Widow Sunayan Dumala says she wants action.
Our entire family back home is in grief, and I need an answer. I need an answer from the government. I need an answer for everyone out there that what is that they're going to do to stop this hate crime.